you're made of. It don't matter where you're from. You were one of us, baby, we're the same blood.
Yeah. Oh, Brave Shores on Area 54, played a track called More Like You. We got the song in there from Got a Girl That We Live Too Fast. It's off of an album called I Love You But I Must Drive Off This Cliff. Toki Monster with Love That Never. Icarus, we played Breathing Cultures. Went back to the Gorillaz album Plastic Bleach and played Melancholy Hill. Second Sky Voices off of Touching the Surface, and Crack and Spock started things off. We played Same Blood featuring The Palms. It's off of Pleasure Center.
You can always find some good music from any Crack and Smack album that's released. And, you know, they're due for a follow-up remix album, a COVID remix album, I'm sure. You know, we'll be hearing.
Well, we have a Pleasure Center remix album, too.
Yeah, that's true. We have to have a follow-up to that, though, too. You know, they'll do multiple follow-ups. You know, a lot of these artists, you know, most likely to tour, you know, there's a lot of people that have been just cooped up, ready to go on tour. You know, you can imagine we'll see some tours from the likes of Moby for sure. You know, Crack and Smack, I would imagine. Maybe they'll come. They probably can't tour United States yet because those guys, they definitely have a big, more of an Eastern following. It'd be great to see them out our way. I just love to see a Gorillaz tour, wouldn't you? Wouldn't it be great to see those guys come?
Yeah.
Pretty unlikely because they're pretty world popular. But I can't wait to go see some live music here pretty soon. How about you, Mike?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
I'll take even some rock, even a throwback show.
I'll even take some country. I'll go see a country band.
I'd even go see Flock of Seagulls if they were coming.
You'd go anyway.
I would. They're great live. One of my more favorite live shows, or surprise shows. I remember I went to see them back in the 80s, and I was going to see The Fix, but the Flock of Seagulls was headlining, and I stuck around for Flock of Seagulls, and they were mind-blowingly good. I was like, wow, these guys are, they're rock and rollers.
The Fix opened for Flock of Seagulls?
Yes.
Wow.
Was it reversed? I don't know. I'd have to look that up. Yeah, I saw them in Seattle.
The Fix were pretty big in the States.
Yeah.
I thought.
They were pretty good live, too. That was a pretty good show. But I just remember being really surprised by how good the Flock of Seagulls were live and what good musicians they were. They were surprisingly good musicians. I always thought they were just kind of like, you know, fancy boys with fancy hair, you know, that was just, you know, derived to do that. You know, that the music was just written for them. And, you know, right away you realize, nope, these guys actually have been through
even
the trenches.
Even back then in those early new wave days, you had to play, you had to create the music, right?
Yeah.
You had to be a musician.
No, these guys were definitely in the trenches. You knew it.
Yeah.
I just didn't think it at the time, so it was fun to be surprised. All right, Tim and Mike, Area 54 with you. You got some more music coming up here for you. We're going to start this next set off with Gilligan Moss. The song is called Special Thing.